You've probably heard the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. What exactly does that mean? Good question. Let me help you discover how to get that horse to drink the water. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, this is an oldie but goodie, right? Because we've heard it so many times. And I think over the years, there's been new facets of this saying because I keep hearing it come back in a different context. And so it used to mean that people were just stubborn, right? That they were just stubborn, that they didn't want to do something and that was in their best interest or whatever. And now we're seeing it where I have clients that I coach that they want to make more money. I say, okay, you want to make more money. Well, are you doing A, B, and C? They go, no. I'm like, okay, here's how you can do A, B, and C, which I promise you will make you more money. And 2 weeks go by. Hey, how's it going? Did you do A, B, C? No. Why not? Well, because blah, right? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You are the horse. A, B, C is the water. I'm not even leading you to water. I'm bringing the water to you. I'm bringing the water to you. All you have to do is drink it. So, sounds so simple, right? So why is it that there's still an issue with some people that they don't want to drink the water? So this is what I learned, is sometimes you have to define what is the water. Okay, I know it sounds like a silly question, but water in this metaphor, right, metaphorically, it could be money, it could be relationship, it could be losing weight, whatever that person said they want, right? That's what water is at the end of the day. Because the cliche is, you know, the horse is thirsty, here's the water. So what are you thirsty for? What is it that you want that you don't have? And again, those are your goals. That's something that's going to help you accomplish a result. And the water is the metaphor that will help you along the path to get the result that you intend. So again, it could be a multitude of things. And that's kind of where it gets a little gray area, is because sometimes we don't identify exactly what the water is. And because of that, there's some confusion. Because somebody doesn't know exactly, do I want sparkling water or do I want regular water? So in case you don't know that one thing, it could make you not take action. You don't want to go unless you're sure that that is exactly what you want. And so it's, a lot of it is just the upfront identifying, what is the water? And is it sparkling or is it regular? And do I like it room temperature or do I like it cold? Or do I like it on ice? Those are another questions, right? That could convolute the whole path. And so that's a big part of it, is a lot of times when we're so stubborn, we're stuck, is because we haven't truly identified what is it that we want. Because if you were to go to the water and if you really, really wanted water, you would drink it. You would drink it. But something in your mind is preventing you from associating the water with the result that you want in your mind. And it could be that you're just not being truthful to yourself. You're saying you want water, but you really want a Coke or something like that. So then you're like, oh, you want water? Here you go. You're like, oh yeah, that is water, isn't it? I really wanted a Coke, but I don't want to say Coke because I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Too sugary, too whatever, I don't know. So sometimes by us not being truthful to ourselves, we're asking for something we don't want, and then when we get it, of course we don't want it. We never wanted it from the beginning. Why are we gonna want it now? But of course we totally convinced these other people that we wanted it, and so now they bring it, and now we look like we're ungrateful. You know? And really it's about understanding, what is your water? Okay, that's number one. What is your water? Number two, there are many places to find the water. Sometimes, if you say, yeah, I just want water, guess what? I can take you to the beach, I can take you to a lake, and I can say, here, there's water, drink up. And you'd be like, oh, well, I didn't mean that kind of water. Okay, well, you weren't specific enough. Okay? So be careful that when you're throwing requests out there in the world that you want to help you, that you're going to be really more specific. Okay? Where am I going to find the water? Where? So the location of the water also changes the whole structure of it, changes the way you're going to receive it, how refreshing it's going to be. Is it Colorado spring water, or right, is it swamp water in the Everglades? That's very important to distinguish that, not only what type of water, but in what location, where am I going to get it? So I think once we get a firm understanding of those two biggest things, right, type and location, that will help us to achieve our goals. And again, take away from the metaphor, let's get into real life practice, right? If you want to lose weight, you can't just say, here, there's the gym over there. There's the gym. Go after it. That's the water, right? But it doesn't always that easy, because then you're going to, even if you did take yourself there, if you haven't been in a while or ever, there's lots of things that you have to know. You can't just go to the gym just to show up. It's not going to cause you to be healthy and lose weight. You need to know what machines to do, what type of diet do you need to have, what should you be eating, when should you be eating it, right? It's a whole lifestyle. It's a whole other lifestyle that I think when people start to peel the onion, then they realize it's more intense, and then that's when they get stubborn. And that's when they start to not take action, because the more you realize how complicated the simple water can be, is you're not sure you want it anymore. When in fact, you want the result of it, right? You want the result of going to the gym, eating healthy, and you got a, you know, supermodel body, or at least you're happy with the way you look in the mirror. And yet, we know by doing these things can help us get that result, and still, it's extremely challenging, and it's difficult to bring our mind to the point of, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm thirsty. Yes, give me the water. I will suck it down all the way. And those are the horses that become, you know, superstars, that win the Kentucky Derby or whatever it is, right? The best of the best, the stallions or whatever it is. So for you, I wish you the best in seeking out your you know, winning circle for your life, and understanding little small things of where is the water, how, what kind of water do I want, what place do I want it, what temperature do I want it, and figure that out for everything that has a result, a desired result. You want to make more money, you want to lose weight, you want to be in better shape, you want to meet the person of your dream, whatever it is. If you spend the time and energy to understand that in more detail, it will cause you to start taking those steps, even if they're baby steps, in the right direction, and then it becomes a lot easier. Alrighty, sounds good. We're ready to go make it happen. Okay, you can do it. Thanks very much. And as always, get out there, have a great day, and touch people's lives in a positive way. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.